Good morning, good morning, good morning. And just like that, we have new guests into the studio. I got to tell you, our transition team is awesome. We have Bartlesville Public Schools and the Foundation in here both. First of all, Chuck McCauley, how you doing?
I'm doing great,
Blair,
Tom.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
What's going on?
Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, let's give a quick update. We had our December board meeting Monday, which is a week earlier than normal because of the holidays. And just a few things to hit on there. First off, the two action topics we spend most of the time on. One, we approved the district audit. The auditor came in and gave an update there, and it was another clean audit, so very thankful for our hardworking financial staff to do that. And then secondly, we approved our guaranteed maximum price for our indoor hitting facility. We're going to have one that we're going to replace inside Dungeness Stadium. And then we're going to have another one at our softball field. Our girls don't have one currently, and so we're going to build one out by the behind the outfield of the softball field. And that one will be a little larger because there's going to be an area for golf, for a golfer, a golf team to be able to practice there. And those projects will be done in the spring. They're going to be driven by whenever the metal building can get here. I mean, with it's one of the challenges that they have. And we actually approved that portion of it a couple of months ago so they could go ahead and get it ordered. So it's really exciting to be able to do that and get those projects going for our kids. The turnaround, that's pretty impressive. So Manhattan Construction Company is our construction manager for that. And then upcoming next month, we'll probably get out to bid for the entrances at Richard Kane Elementary and also at Wilson Elementary because, you know, we want to get those. Our goal is to have those complete by the time school starts next year. And, you know, Tom, that's not going to be that far away. Even though it's like a spring day right now, it actually is Christmas. We're halfway through the school year. And then I'll also mention in terms of our board meeting, we also approved our, speaking of just projects, our elementary gym floor upgrades at four of our elementaries. We approved that. That's going to be at Wayside, Wilson, Hoover, and Ranch Heights. Those four gym floors, they have old tile floors, and so they're going to put in a multi-purpose rubber kind of type floor that our kids will really, I'm really excited for our kids to get to you. They're just going to love it. So we'll be doing those. Most likely that work will be done in the summer. And then if you happen to drive by the high school over on the Shawnee side, if you happen to look over there and notice, you might notice our visitor bleachers, there's not any. So they've been.
Yeah.
So we, yeah, they are. So, yeah, so they have.
Is that setting it missing?
No, we welcome our visitors. But it's going through a process. And so those been deconstructed, and there's some concrete work that needs to be done. And then the actual bleachers will be replaced by May 1st. So our goal is we want to have those up for graduation. Hopefully they're here in time for our elementary track meet, which is a big deal for us. And so excited about that. Our track, we've already approved our the replacement of our running track. And that work's probably going to start next month. They should be bringing equipment in actually this month in December. And then also upgrading our pole vault pit. We've got some, matter of fact, Quincy Turner's probably going to be a state champion in pole vault this year, hopefully, not to put any pressure on her, but we've got some upgrades to that as well. And then, so that's kind of on the purchasing side, and so those are some exciting things that are upcoming. Our ag facility, that most likely won't get out to bid until probably later in the school year, and whenever we do get started, that's probably going to take about a year to construct. So, pretty routine board meeting, and by the way, we're back in the meeting in the Education Service Center boardroom. You know, we've kind of been back and forth on space-wise, but we plan to continue to meet back in our normal place.
All right, very good. Blair, what you got going on over there?
Well, we always have exciting things going on at the foundation, but I'm here to talk about two things this morning. Mm-hmm. The first is something that our superintendent came and spoke about briefly last month after the school board meeting, but I thought I'd come back because it is a big change for us and for our schools and for all the taxpayers in Oklahoma, and that's the Oklahoma Equal Opportunity Education Scholarship Act. And so this was took effect November the 1st. And it's effective for donations that we receive starting in January 1st, so in just a little bit less than a month away. And basically, it allows our Oklahoma taxpayers to make a donation to an eligible public school foundation, like the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation or to our school district, and receive a tax credit for between 50 and 75% of their gift. Mm-hmm. So this was always kind of in place, or it has been for a long time, benefiting private schools. But this change in legislation actually now expands it to all public schools can take advantage of it as well. And so just to kind of clarify for your listeners and viewers, we are talking about tax credits. So many people are familiar with charitable deductions, so reducing the amount of your taxable income on your taxes, which is a great benefit. But a tax credit is what we're talking about, and that's even more advantageous to the taxpayer because it's actually reducing dollar for dollar the amount of taxes that you're having to pay. So that's what we're talking about here. So it's a really big potential benefit for our public schools and all of the programs that the foundation operates. And again, that's starting on donations received starting January the 1st. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an example, if you are, you know, a loyal public school foundation donor and you donate $250 every year to the foundation, you can make, starting next year, you can make a $1,000 donation, commit to that for 2 years, and it's only going to, at the end of the day, cost you $250 because you're going to get $750 of that donation back as a tax credit on your tax return. So it's really a significant benefit. But because I'm an attorney at heart in my past life, I can't help but just share a disclaimer that, again, I'm happy to talk to anybody who has questions about this. I can tell you what the foundation's planning to do with the funds, how we're going to go about tracking and reporting all these contributions. But we do advise that all of our donors seek out the advice of their tax professional of their choice when making any of these decisions. Yep.
Very, very good.
Yeah. So cool. it has some potential benefits. There are some caps involved. Our district, as a Bartlesville Public School District, has a cap of $200,000 in tax credits. And so we really hope that we can max that out and just receive, I mean, this benefit exists. So we really want to receive the maximum benefit that we can for our schools.
Yeah, I'll just mention this is something that has been an option for private schools in the state for quite some time. And so some people might have heard about that as an option. And so this is the first time that door has been opened for public schools. So we're really excited about this option for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we're really pleased to have our foundation taking this on for us to help manage the project. So I think this is something that can definitely be a benefit to our kids.
All righty. Is there anything else we got?
Well, sure. And this one is much more fun and easier to talk about at 8:30 in the morning than tax credits. But this is our newest project, Goodnight Bartlesville. So this is kind of out of our wheelhouse, producing and publishing a book for the foundation, but we did it as a fundraiser for us, and it's really exceeded our expectations. We've had some great people working with us on this. Joe Williams helped us a lot with the publishing process. Michael Ray was instrumental in kind of coming up with the design of this book. And then it's illustrated by 8 of our Bartlesville Public School art teachers and 4 of our Bartlesville Public School high school students. We've got some pages here just a sample, but it's written to the tune of Goodnight Moon, and it kind of takes our readers on a tour of some special treasures within our community, like the Price Tower, like the Pathfinder. And again, 100% of the proceeds benefit the Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation. It was sponsored by the Trudy Education Foundation, which allows us to then receive all those proceeds as a benefit to us. And our goal really is to kind of encourage community pride amongst some of our younger readers and residents. So we're giving a copy to every kindergarten class across the district, and we're giving a copy to every elementary library across the district. So we really want them to know and love our community and then encourage a love of reading. If they're reading about things that they recognize and they're seeing the artwork of their art teachers, we hope that they'll enjoy reading the book. So they're on sale now. I was telling you earlier, we published 500 copies, not knowing what to expect, hoping that I didn't have boxes of books in my office for years to come. And we sold out in about 3 days. So we put a rush order on a new supply, and they just arrived on Monday. So they are back in stock. You can pick one up at the Education Service Center. We're offering them with cash and check for $10 a piece. And then you can pick them up retail at our local vendors. Moxie on 2nd has some retailing for $12.95. The Bartlesville Area History Museum has some. The Price Tower Gift Shop has some. And then Buttercup Market has some around town. So we encourage everybody to pick one up. We're planning in January to do an illustrator meet and greet. So we're working on plans for that, but it would be a free, you know, open to the public event. So if kids get this book for Christmas, they could then come back and meet with the illustrators and get them to sign their pages and that kind of, yep.
Oh, autograph. Yep.
And then eventually we hope to, we have all the original artwork that our art teachers donated to the foundation. So we hope to auction those off at some point later because they really are beautiful pieces, huge pieces. You saw the Price Tower that Stephen Graham did, but we've got some amazing illustrations in here, and we're sure somebody's going to want them for their home.
Very good. I want to thank you both for being here with us today.
You bet, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Very much.